ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टुभागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलं कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं धर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षादात्मासि नित्यम् ऋतं वच्मि सत्यं वच्मि अव त्वं माम् अववक्तारम् अवश्रोतारम् अवदातारम् अवधातारम् अवानोचानमवशिष्यम् अवपश्चात्तात् अवपुरस्तात् अवोत्तरात्तात् अवदक्षिणात्तात् अवचोर्ध्वात्तात् अवाधरात्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् त्वं वाङ्मयस्त्वं चिन्मयः त्वमानन्दमयस्त्वं ब्रह्ममयः त्वं सच्चिदानन्दाद्वितीयोऽसि त्वं प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वं ज्ञानमयो विज्ञानमयोऽसि सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तो जायते सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तस्तिष्ठति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि लयमेष्यति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि प्रत्येति त्वं भूमिरापो नलो निलो नभः त्वं चत्वारि वाक्पदानि त्वं गुणत्रयातीतः त्वम् अवस्थात्रयातीतः त्वं देहत्रयातीतः त्वं कालत्रयातीतः त्वं मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि नित्यम् त्वं शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वां योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यम् त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्मभूर्भुवस्वरोम् गणादिम् पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादींस्तदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितम् तारेण रुद्धम् एतत्तवमनुस्वरूपम् गकारः पूर्वरूपम् अकारो मध्यमरूपम् अनुस्वारश्चान्त्यरूपम् बिन्दुरुत्तररूपम् नादसन्धानम् सगंहिता सन्धिः सैषा गणेश विद्या गणकऋषिः निच्छ्रुद्गायत्री छन्दः गणपतिर्देवता ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ एकदन्ताय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्तिः प्रचोदयात् एकदन्तं चतुर्हस्तं पाशमङ्कुशधारिणम् रथं च वरदं हस्तैर्बिभ्राणं मूषकध्वजम् रक्तं लम्बोदरं शूर्पकर्णकं रक्तवाससम् रक्तगन्धानलिप्ताङ्गं रक्तपुष्पैः सुपूजितम् भक्तानुकम्पिनं देवं जगत्कारणमच्युतम् आविर्भूतं च सृष्ट्यादौ प्रकृतेः पुरुषात् परम् एवं ध्यायति यो नित्यं स योगी योगिनां वरः ॐ नमो व्रातपतये नमो गणपतये नमः प्रमथपतये नमस्ते स्तुलम्बोदरायैकदन्ताय विघ्ननाशिने शिवसुताय श्रीवरदमूर्तये नमो नमः ॐ श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
Before we continue with our object, we will completely, thoroughly see the meaning of this Atharva Shirsha Upanishad. We have seen few mantras from the beginning.
Om Namaste Ganapataye Tvameva Pratyaksham Tattvamasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva Kevalam Dhartasi Tvameva Kevalam Hartasi त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षादात्मासि नित्यं ऋतं वच्मि सत्यं वच्मि अवत्वं माम् अववक्ता ऋतं वच्मि सत्यं वच्मि
We have seen until that mantra. So you have to remember in this context the meaning of the word mantra itself. Every sentence in this Upanishad is a mantra. When I taught Devi Mahatmyam, I told even Devi Mahatmyam, even though it is in a Purana, it's a part of the Puranam, which is not the original Shruti, still it has the status of being the mantra. And here Upanishad statements all mantraha. And especially in this Upanishad, there are a lot of prayers. And what is a mantra? You know, mananat trayate iti mantra. Mananam means repeatedly dwelling upon is called mananam. Repeatedly uttering, having focusing attention is mananam. And when we sing the meaning repeatedly, when we utter these statements, and they have the capacity to protect us, therefore they are called mantraha. If they cannot protect us, and they cannot be called mantras. A statement cannot be called a mantra. A word cannot be called a mantra if it doesn't have the capacity to protect. In fact, all these statements of the Veda are all mantraha. And next one, the next one, what we have in this is avatvam maam is a prayer. Until now, what we have seen, there is a tatastha lakshanam of Brahma. Tatastha lakshanam of Brahma means to understand Brahman, the reality, as the swarupam of Ishvara, the whole. The Upanishad says, what is Brahma? What is the reality? Reality is the swarupam of the whole cosmos. And reality is the truth of the whole cosmos. Therefore, from the standpoint of the whole cosmos, reality is given the status of being the Lord, the Ishvara. And what is the reality? The swarupam of Ishvara, which enjoys the status of being the Ishvara, the Lord. We have to say that from which the entire universe has come into existence, that in which the entire universe enjoys existence, that by which the entire universe is sustained, that in which alone the entire universe, all the beings resolve, again they come into existence. Which means the source of resolution, the source of existence, the source of origination of the whole cosmos is the reality. And we are helped to arrive at the reality as the truth of the universe. And this is called Tatastha Lakshanam. It is elaborately explained, discussed in Taittiriya Upanishad. When you are reading Taittiriya Upanishad now in the mornings, you would have read this. If a statement directly tells what is Brahma, it is Swarupa Lakshanam. If you say the absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of pure knowledge, and the reality which is essentially pure knowledge is of the nature of existence, and the same reality which is the pure knowledge which is of the nature of existence is of the nature of timelessness, spatially limitless, objectively limitless, therefore it is Anantam or Anandaha. If we say it is said, then directly these words reveal Brahman, negating what Brahman is not. Then this is called Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman. But instead of saying directly what the reality is of the, what is the nature of the reality, we indirectly were helped to arrive at Brahman as the truth of the universe by saying reality is that from which the universe has come into existence, that by which the entire universe is sustained, in that in which the universe resolves, and that is Brahman. Therefore, universe reality is very much here in this universe now, in the form of what? In the form of very existence. They know universe is means universe enjoys existence. Therefore, reality is very much here as very existence of the universe. The existence which, existence of the universe which we enjoy now, which we experience now, that existence is the abstract formless reality, which is, that is how reality is. So it helps us understand the reality in terms of its nature of existence. Therefore, this is the Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. We will understand it much better later on, but because we are going to see this again. So here, after this, and having given this, this is Brahman, it is this reality, which is the Swarupam of Ishvara. What is Ishvara then? Ishvaraha is akarantaha pullingaha Ishvara shabdaha. It is a masculine gender word. Akarant, it's a masculine gender word ending in a. But so then Ishvara is not a male person then. No. Then Ishvara is a fact, is a concept. Ishvara is a title, the qualification attributed to this reality, which is actually implied by another term, Brahma. Which means the whole cosmos which enjoys existence is nothing but that reality. And the reality lends existence not by doing something, but its mere existence, but its mere presence, it lends existence to the whole cosmos. Therefore, from the standpoint of the universe, the reality is given the title as Ishvara. Therefore, you have to say all that is here is manifestation of the reality, means all that is here is manifestation of the knowledge, means all that is here is Ishvara. So what the truth which is available for transaction, available for interaction, available for enjoyment is the manifestation of the truth. And that manifestation of the truth is given title Ishvara. If there's no manifestation, the reality remains as pure reality, pure knowledge, then there's no manifestation, then there's no, not available for transaction, we use the term Brahma. That's all, that's the difference. So having given this much information in these mantras, now this continues. The prayer comes here. Therefore, we seek the grace of Bhagavan for our protection. So, avatvam mam. I already said the word ava, av dhatu, here avati protects. So, avati, avataha, avanti, avasi, avataha, avatha, avami, avavaha, avamaha. And here ava is imperative verb. May you protect. So, tvam, mam, ava. Simple. Tvam, you, mam, me, ava, protect. May you protect me. And I already said, whenever we seek protection from Bhagavan, we seek Bhagavan's grace for our protection. When we pray to the Lord to protect us, we always pray for twofold protection. One is relative protection and absolute protection. We definitely pray for relative protection. We definitely pray for absolute protection. Avatvam mam. If intensely we pray and we imply, oh Lord, protect me from all forms of limitations. Protect me from the death. Protect me from the fear of death. There's actual prayer. We have to remember this. Nobody can improve this teaching in this context. When you say, oh Lord, protect me, we ask, may you protect me from the phenomenon called fear for good. And being protected from the phenomenon called fear for good is having this phenomenon called fear resolved for good. And it's fear, only when the fear called fear is resolved for good, a person is absolutely protected person. The person of fearlessness is the absolutely protected person. And the fear cannot be resolved at all as long as fear of death is there. Therefore, the fear of death has to be resolved. Thereby, the very fear has to be resolved means one has to understand definitely what is immortality, what is deathlessness, what is death, and what is subject to death, what is not subject to death, etc. So death here itself is definitely not total destruction. Death is a relative change. Death is relative. Death is nothing but a change happening on the part of the matter. Just as birth is a change happening on the part of the material forms, so also death is also a change happening on the part of the material forms. So physical body, birth is a change on the part of the physical form. So also the death is not total destruction at all. The change is, death is a change, which is relative. It is not absolute. Therefore, this is the death. And what is deathlessness now? Deathlessness, others call immortality, is the very nature of the reality. There is no such a thing called a deathlessness or immortality other than outside of the reality. What is immortality? What is deathlessness? It is the nature of the reality. Therefore, to understand death as the change, inevitable, unavoidable, unchangeable, change happening on the part of the forms is called a death, and deathlessness or immortality is the nature of the reality. This we have to understand, and we understand exactly when we understand what the reality is, what apart from reality, what is matter. And that matter also is relative. Matter itself is relative. And relative matter is subject to relative changes. And when we understand, naturally, one in understanding what the truth is, what the truth is not, what the reality is in terms of consciousness, what the matter is, what the nature of the matter is, etc. Here in the understanding, even the essence, we understand what this essence is, what this world is, what this means, what I means. You understand the whole perspective of everything changes here. When the perspective change happens, not only of one's own self, of everything else in the world also, then the fear without being chased away, the fear will resolve for good. That is possible only in the wake of the knowledge of the truth. Not simply in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, in a clear assimilation, ascertained vision of the truth, naturally the fear will resolve. Therefore, when we say avatamam, we are praying to the Lord to bless us with the vision of the clear, doubt-free vision of the reality of the whole obtaining as our own Swarupam. Such a small prayer. We never understood the significance of this, the importance of this prayer. Avatvamam. That is why before studying the Shastram, the meaning of this prayer is different. After being exposed to the teaching of the Shastram, the meaning is different. Avatvamam. O Lord, please bless me with the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of Thy Swarupam, the truth of the whole, obtaining as my own Swarupam. This is the prayer. Avatvamma means, O Lord, please bless me with the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of Thy nature, the reality of the whole, obtaining as my own Swarupam. Because only in the wake of this clear ascertained vision of the truth of one's own self, being the truth of the whole universe, all the subtle facts about life will be very clear. Just by knowing the truth, so many small subtle facts will become much clearer. So many subtle facts. So when all the subtle facts become clear, we understand the facts as facts, we accept the facts, and there is a change in the perception of things around us. We can see the fear will resolve. Fear will not be there. That is why Shastram repeatedly tells one thing. We don't need to change anything outside or inside us or outside of us. For the fear to resolve, we need to see the world properly. We need to see the world properly. to understand what is happening properly, for things to fall in their own place, we have to see our own self properly, then we don't need to do any changes. All this, the fear will resolve. Therefore, this is an important prayer, our Tvammam, when you say, O Lord, please bless me with the vision of the truth, obtaining as my own self, and that prayer is for absolute protection. Prayer for wisdom, prayer for knowledge of the truth, prayer for the vision of the truth of Bhagavan the whole is absolute protection. And for us to have this vision, the mind, to have the vision of the abstract reality, to understand the abstract fact and to accept this fact also, we must be highly evolved. In the sense, the mind has to become much subtler. The mind has to become much subtler to appreciate the subtler fact, subtlest fact. Of all that is, there is only Bhagavan. What is death? What is deathlessness? What is change and what is changelessness? What Ishvara is? What the laws are? To understand all small subtle facts also here. For us to have a clear vision, this mind really needs to become much more focused. My mind has to become much subtler. And for the mind to become subtle, the mind must be relatively pure and steady. The impure mind will be a gross mind. The purer the mind, subtler the mind will, subtler it is. Subtler it is, it has better grasping power. Therefore, and for that purity, again, Shastram, to become qualified for this vision also, there's no shortcut method other than living life of Dharma. So we know very well in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna teaches the whole Gita, he emphasizes living a life of Karma Yoga. But here, living a life of Karma Yoga implies living one's life in conformity with Dharma, in conformity with the values. And living a life of values, knowing the value of values, is actually living one's life in harmony with Bhagavan in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order. Living one's life in tune with Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. And living one's life in tune with the order, in harmony with the order, is not disturbing the order. And not disturbing the order is not rubbing against the order. Not rubbing against the order means and being relatively protected. Therefore, here the prayer also implies it is not that easy to live a life of Dharma. If indirectly, we are seeking Bhagavan's grace to be blessed with adequate strength and clarity to be able to live a life of Dharma, thereby to be in harmony with Bhagavan in the form of order, which is relative protection. Which means the two subtle thing, facts. Dharma alone can protect us relatively. And once you are prepared, and apart from Dharma, what can protect us absolutely is knowledge. Other than Dharma and Jnanam. Dharma Jnanayor Anyatra. Other than Dharma, other than when I say dharma, I mean living one's life in harmony with Bhagavan, in the name of order. Alone can protect us actively. Because if a life is not lived in tune with Bhagavan, there's no way of having the vision of Bhagavan being the whole, and which is absolute protection. So if a person seeks absolute protection, he has to be relatively protected, for which one has to tap Bhagavan's grace, and for which one has to live a life of dharma. And even to be able to live a life of dharma, to ward off the pratibandhas in being able to live a life of dharma, one has to seek Bhagavan's grace, one has to pray, knowing the value of dharma, then it is possible. Therefore, the prayer here is avatvam. At all the same meaning, when we in Mrityunjaya mantra, when we chant the second line, Om Trimbakai Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrutat. Second line, Mrityoho Mukshiya. Please free me from death. Then also the meaning is the same. So that is the same meaning here. When you ask differently, but the same prayer. Avatvam means we pray for relative protection and also for absolute protection. There's no other protection. There's no way of being protected by Bhagavan. If there's any other way of being protected by Bhagavan, and if you know, if you hear anywhere else, let me know. Okay? That's all. Avatvam avavaktaram avavaktaram avasrotaram avadataram avadhataram avanuchanam avasishyam. On all these mantras there is a prayer, and in every statement, may you protect, may you protect, may you protect, may you protect. That is, prayer for protection is repeated. Prayer for protection is repeated means prayer for relative protection, prayer for absolute protection is repeated. Whenever we pray for the protection, we are actually seeking Bhagavan's grace to have clarity and strength to be able to live a life of dharma. And living a life of dharma means being a pleasing person, that I don't let myself hurt, and I see in any way, I don't intentionally, unknowingly also hurt anybody. That is the desired prayer. Avatvam avavaktaram. So vakta, shrota, data, dhata. Four words are there. First, we'll see the meaning of these words. Avashrotaram. Avadata avavaktaram avashrotaram avadataram avadhataram. So avavaktaram, வக்தா, ஸ்ரோதா, தாதா, தாதா. All you can see the sound tha. Shrota, vakta, vakta, shrota, data, dhata. All these words are masculine gender words ending in a vowel r. Rikarantaha pullingaha. Rikaranta pullinga shabdaha. Masculine words ending in a vowel r. Now, vakta means shabdaha. Vaktri shabdaha. Shrota, shrotra shabdaha. Data, datra shabdaha. Dhata, dhatra shabdaha. So, vakta, vaktru, vakta means the speaker. Or here, vakta means one who recites these mantras. One who chants these mantras is called vakta. O Lord, may you protect me totally. Which means, may you protect me. May you bless me with relative and absolute protection. And then he, the prayer is, may you protect the one who recites these mantras. Avavaktaram. So, vaktaram is objective case form of the word vakta. Vaktri shabdaha. Vaktri shabdaha. In nominative, it becomes vakta. In objective case, vaktaram. Like Ramaha, nominative, Ramam, objective. Balaha, nominative, Balam, objective. Similarly here, vakta, nominative, vaktaram, objective. Second case. So, ava is a transitive. May you protect whom? Whom should Bhagavan protect? Vaktaram. O Lord, may you protect the one who recites, who chants these mantras. Avavaktaram. That's why every class, we begin our class with this chanting. So there's a prayer in the Upanishad itself that one who chants this, one who recites this also must be protected. So not only the one who chants, even the one who listens. Shrotru Shabdaha. Shrotru is the base word. The nominative form, Shrota, the listener, one who listens to this chanting. Recitation. He is Shrota, the listener. Shrotaram is objective case. Avavaktaram. Avashrotaram. So not the one who recites, the one who listens. Shrotaram. Shrotaram. Avatamam. Avavaktaram, avashrotaram, avadataram. And here, data, data, datri shabdaha, rikarantaha, pullingaha, datri shabdaha. Data means bestower, giver. A nominative data, in objective case, dataram. O Lord, may you protect the one who gives, one who bestows, the giver of knowledge, giver of the strength, one who contributes for the teaching. One who gives the very teaching. and also one who contributes for the survival of the Vaidika Dharma. Vaidika Dharma means what here? Vaidika Dharma means Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means what? For maintaining, protecting this way of life. Supporting the Dharmi is also what? Dharma. Therefore, here, avatvamam avavaktaram avasrotaram avadataram avadhataram. Now, dhatra shabdaha. Dhatra. Dhatra, then dhatra. The ordainer, Lord Brahma, is also called Dhata. A nominative Dhata, in objective case, Dhataram. So, may you protect the giver, O Lord, may you protect the supporter. Dhata literally means ordainer, and here, supporter. Avatvamam avavaktaram avasrotaram avadataram avadhataram avanochanam avasishyam. Ava anuchanam avasishyam. Avanochanamavasishyam. Anuchanaha. Ava anuchanam. Anuchanaha means the one who teaches. Avanochanamavasishyam. Ava anuchanam. Avanochanamavasishyam. Avanochanamavasishyam. May you protect the Sishyaha, the disciple. Avanochanamavasishyam. Anuchanaha. And Sishyaha. May you protect the one who repeats this mantra. May protect the one who is a disciple. So, Sishyaha, you would have learned the meaning of this word Sishyaha in Bhagavad Gita. As Swamiji mentions, if you are reading carefully Bhagavad Gita home study, you would have learned the meaning of this word Sishyaha. Any student cannot be Asishyaha. So, avanochanamavasishyam. So, Sishyaha, siksha yogyaha sishyaha. Siksha yogyaha sishyaha. One who deserves the teaching is called Sishyaha. Siksha yogyaha sishyaha. Siksha means teaching. Yogyaha means one who deserves. One who is eligible. One who is eligible for the teaching. One who is qualified for the teaching. And one who deserves the teaching. One who is disciplined is called sishyaha. So, O Lord, may you protect the Sishya. May you protect the one who repeats this mantra.
Avano chanamava sishyam ava paschatat ava purastat avottaratat avadakshinatat avachordhvatat avadharatat.
Sir, so here
our paschatat
protect me in the western direction from my back, protect me in the front, purastat protect me from my to my right and also to my left.
Ava purastat avottaratat.
So here paschatat means from back, purastat front, dakshinatat dakshinataha to my right side, from my right, from my left, from the front, from the back. O Lord, may you protect me. Now, urdhvatat, from above, from below. Adastat, below. So, from above, from below. From the right, from the left, the front, the back, above and below. Now, we have six quarters, all dimension. Therefore, another prayer is what? To make it short.
Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. Sarvataha mam pahi.
Sarvataha mam pahi. Protect me from all sides. Sarvataha is very important. Sarvataha means from all sides. Protect me from all sides. Sarvataha mam pahi.
Sarvato mam pahi.
Mom, me. So, once you pray for protection, that is made very clear. Nowhere, in no occasion, in no time, in no place, I should not be protected. I should be protected means I should not go against dharma. I should not be deprived of being eligible for the knowledge. I shall be deprived of the wisdom. O Lord, may you protect me from all sides. Sarvataha. Sarvataha from all sides. Mam pahi. And here, the word ava is changed by another synonym, pahi. Pahi and ava mean the same.
Sarvato mam pahi.
So sarvataha mam pahi. So mam, you know the meaning. So pahi and avam mean the same. Pahi is a second conjugation. Pa. pa to protect, second conjugation root. Therefore, the verb is paati, protects, and imperative verb is pahi. Like avati becomes ava, whereas paati becomes pahi. Second conjugation root, therefore pahi. Ava tvam mam. First we asked. Now pahi mam. Pahi mam, mam ava. Mean the same. Mam pahi, mam ava mean the same. But here the praise made very clear. Protect me from all sides. Sarvato mam pahi. Pahi samantat. Sarvato mam pahi. Pahi samantat. Sarvataha becomes sarvato. Sarvataha visarga. Sarvataha mam pahi. May protect me from all sides. From the left, from the right, from the front, from the back, from above and below. Protect me from all sides. Sarvato mam pahi. Pahi samantat. Pahi samantat. Samantat means entirely, totally, completely. O Lord, protect me totally. Protect me entirely. Samantat. Sarvato mam pahi. Pahi samantat. So until this mantra, there is a prayer. Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. Tvam. Again, having said that, how can Bhagavan protect me? How can you protect me? Because I am praying to not an ordinary person to protect me, who is as good as me. I am praying to the Lord, the whole. Again, Ishras is made. We are praying to the Lord. Tvam vang mayas, tvam chinmayah. Tvam vang mayah. Tvam, you know, you're addressing the Lord here. You are, O Lord, you are Vang Mayaha. Vang Mayaha. Vang should be understood. Vak Mayaha. Vak means what? Vak means a word. Vak means speech. Vak also means a word. So Vang Mayaha means, O Lord, you are the knowledge expressed in the form of all the words. You are the words, the expressions of manifestation of knowledge. Vangmaya, you are in the form of all the words. Why? All the words are Bhagavan. Every word we utter is a Bhagavan. Every word heard is a Bhagavan. There's not even one word which is not Bhagavan. Any word used, any word uttered to indicate any given thing is Bhagavan. All the words are Bhagavan for us. You know why? Because words are expressions of manifestation of knowledge. And the source of which is the reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Therefore, Lord is the reality. And the reality is in the form of pure knowledge. The reality is the source of knowledge. Reality is the source of manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation of knowledge expressed alone is a word. All the meaningful words, there are no such a thing called meaningless word. Okay. Meaningless is a sound, mere sound. A word is a meaningful sound. Therefore, here, that's why in Sanskritam, Shabdaha itself means a word. So Bhagavan is in the form of all the words. Vangmayaha, O Lord, you are in the form of all the words which are nothing but expressions of manifestation of knowledge, and the source of that manifestation is the reality which is Swarupam of Bhagavan. Tvam Vangmayas Tvam Chinmayaha. And how do we know that this here, the word you are the name of all the words, you are all the words which are the expressions of manifestation. You are the words. All the words are nothing but Bhagavan. So word is knowledge expressed is Bhagavan. Knowledge expressed is the word. And the knowledge expressed, so therefore, the source of word is in the direct source of word is manifest knowledge. And the ultimate source of a word is pure knowledge, which is the reality, which is Bhagavan. Tvam Vangmayaha. And that Tvam, Lord, you are the in the form of all the words means how? Because you are Chinmayaha. Chinmayaha. Chinmayaha means Chitmayaha. Chit means pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Oh Lord, you are essentially of the nature of knowledge. Oh Lord, you are essence, you are the truth which is of the nature of consciousness. You are the very reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Therefore, you are the source of, ultimate source of all the words. Therefore, all the words are you. Tvam Vangmayas Tvam Chinmayaha. Tvam Vangmayas Tvam Chinmayaha. Tvam Vangmayas Tvam Chinmayaha. When you remember this fact, every word is Bhagavan. There's no word which is not Bhagavan. Any word and every word indicating any form associated with any purpose or function is nothing but Bhagavan. Because a word cannot exist by itself independently. The word can emerge, word can come out only when there is manifestation of knowledge. And for the knowledge to become manifest, there must be source of manifestation. And beyond the source of manifestation of knowledge, there's nothing. So source of knowledge is the ultimate truth, which is the Swarupam of Bhagavan, the whole, which itself is given, enjoys this. There is no Lord Bhagavan, Ishwaraha, other than the truth. Therefore here, and we have to first arrive at the reality, the truth, Bhagavan Swarupam, only in terms of knowledge. There's no way of arriving at the reality. If we want to understand reality, reality has to be arrived at, understood only in terms of its nature of knowing. So Chinmayaha. And that reality which is obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness is the Swarupma of the whole, the Lord. And which is the ultimate source of the words. Therefore these two sentences come together. Tvam vangmayas tvam chinmayaha. Tvam vangmayas tvam chinmayaha. Tvamanandamayastvam, tvamanandamayastvam brahmamayaha, tvamanandamayastvam brahmamayaha, tvam anandamayaha. The mayat shabda is used to mean nothing other than that. We said the entire ocean is jalamayaha, samudraha jalamayaha. What does it mean? There is no ocean other than water. So chinmayaha, there is no Lord other than the truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Now, tvam anandamayaha, anandaha. You are the truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, which is of the nature of fullness. Anandamayaha. Anandamayaha means fullness and the truth and the Lord are not different. Fullness, the truth of the reality, the Lord are not different. All the three are one and the same. Like water and ocean are not two different things. The fullness and the truth are not two different things. And the truth and the Lord are not two different things. Therefore here, there's no Lord other than the truth, and the fullness is the very nature of the truth, how the truth is, the reality is. What we say, Tvamanandamayas Tvam Brahmamayaha. That's why Brahma. Therefore, that is why, O Lord, you are essentially, you are essentially the reality, truth obtaining in the form of knowledge, consciousness, and which is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness. Therefore, you are of the nature of absolute bigness. Absolute bigness means incomparably big. You can't say simply bigness, absolute bigness. Absolute bigness implies that there's nothing which is bigger than the Lord. And Lord is the biggest of everything. Biggest of everything means how big. Means Lord is essentially the truth which is time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless. which is of the nature of limitlessness and fullness, anandaha. Therefore, implied by another term, Brahma. You are essentially the truth which is of the nature of limitlessness. Time-wise, spatially, object-wise. Therefore, you are of the nature of absolute bigness.
Tvamanandamayastvam brahmamayah.
And what is that truth? What is that reality which enjoys the status of being the Lord, Ishvara? And whom we address now? The Lord obtaining as our own Swarupam.
Tvamanandamayastvam brahmamayah.
I repeat again, Tvam
Sachidananda Vityosi. Tvam Sachidananda Vityosi. Tvam Sachidananda Vityosi.
Tvam Sachit Ananda Advitiyaha Asi. In one sentence, many things are packed.
Tvam Sachidananda Advitiyosi.
Tvam Sat Asi. Tvam Chit Asi. Tvam Anandaha Asi. Tvam Advitiyaha Asi. Sat, Tvam Sat Asi, Tvam Chit Asi, Tvam Anandaha Asi. Tvam Advitiyaha Asi.
And Asi,
be careful, if you put Visarga next to Asi, it will be read as Asihi. Asihi means knife. See, with Visarga, Asi means what? Asihi means knife. Knife. Okay, without Visarga, Asi is a verb, is it? Asi are, you are. Tvam Asi, and we learned very well, Asti Staha Santi, Tvam Asi Yuvam Staha Yuyam Stha, Aham Asmi Avam Swaha Vayam Smaha. I do not know whether you remember, once upon a time I gave me a lot of exercises, I made you do it, don't worry, we'll redo it. If you don't remember, I will repeat. And until you feel bored, I'll repeat. That's all. So here, and here, Tvam Asi, you are, thou art. But in the Shastram tells us, Tat Tvam Asi, you are the truth, you are what you're searching for. But here we are telling Bhagavan, what's that?
Tvam Sachidananda Advitiyosi.
What Shastram tells us, we are telling the Lord. Which means we are talking to our own Swarupam. When you are addressing the Lord, we are talking to our own real nature. There's nobody is listening, okay? Like a soliloquy. Here, we are talking to ourselves. We are seeing the fact of how Bhagavan is.
Tvam sat Satchidananda-dvitiyosi Tvam Sat-si.
Sat, you are. Already you have seen the whole universe has come into existence from you. The whole universe is sustained by you. The whole universe resolves in you. Already said. Therefore, if Lord is the very truth in which the universe enjoys existence, and the Lord is the truth which is reality, which is of the nature of existence. Sat Asi, O Lord, you are the very existence. And if Lord is, you are the truth obtaining in the form of very existence, means what is this existence? What is that which obtains, which exists, which is, what is that existence? There is no existence other than your consciousness. Tvam Chittasi, O Lord, you are the existence. You are in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Chinmayaha, already we have come across the word Chinmayaha. The same thing is repeated here, Chit. Tvam Satchit. Chit Asi, then Anandaha Asi. Therefore, you are the truth, obtaining of existence of the whole, and you are of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Therefore, you are essential, you are of the nature of fullness. Anandaha.
Tvam Satchidananda-dvitiyosi.
Tvam Satchit Anandaha. Therefore, you are the very existence of the whole cosmos. You are the truth obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, and which is of the nature of fullness. You are the truth which is of the nature of fullness. And therefore, is there anything other than the truth here? There is nothing other than the truth. All that is here is only the truth. The entire manifestation is nothing but the manifestation of the truth. There is no second thing other than the truth. There is no second truth. What is the only truth, and which is, there is no second thing other than the truth. Therefore, you are Advitiyaha Asi. O Lord, you are the only truth which is secondless. Secondless truth. You are the only secondless truth obtaining of existence of the whole, and which is the form of pure knowledge which is of the nature of fullness. So Advitiyaha, see, you are the true secondless reality.
Tvam Satchidananda Advitiyosi. Tvam Satchidananda Advitiyosi.
So we'll read from the beginning. Om Namaste Ganapataye Tvameva Pratyaksham Tattvamasi Tvameva Kevalam Kartasi Tvameva Kevalam Dhartasi Tvameva Kevalam Hartasi
Tvameva sarvam khalvidam brahmasi. Tvam sakshadatmasi nityam. Ritam vachmi satyam vachmi. Avatvam maam avavaktaram. Avashrotaram. Avadataram, avadhataram, avanochanam avasishyam, avapaschatat, avapurastat, avottaratat, avadakshinatat, avachordhvatat, avadharatat, sarvato maam pahi.
Here the verb is changing. The verb is changed from ava to pahi.
Sarvato maam pahi. Pahi samantat, tvam vangmayas tvam chinmayaha, tvam anandamayas tvam brahmamayaha, tvam sachidanandadvitiyosi, tvam pratyaksham.
Okay, that we'll see next class.
Tvam vangmayas tvam chinmayaha, tvamanandamayas tvam brahmamayaha, tvam sachidanandadvitiyosi.
So here, when we address the Lord, O Lord, you are of this nature. And here is a secret, you know, that Lord who is of this nature is yourself, is the truth of an individual. Lord is the truth, and the truth is your real nature, yourself. So whatever is the nature of the Lord is your nature also. So when you address the Lord, you're addressing to yourself. Yourself, when you say, you are the truth of an individual, which is not distant from the body, mind, sense complex, but which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. So we'll continue this in the following class.